patient named Maria Santoro, M-A-R-I-A-S-A-N-T-O-R-O. Date of birth 3/10/1946. Date of procedure August 15, 2023. Performing Dr. Bab Mohan Kama, MD. Referring Dr. Aparna A-P-A-R-N-A Hernandez, H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-G. Pre-procedure diagnosis: history of mastocytic N-A-S-T-O-C-Y-T-I-C colitis and colorectal cancer screening. Gastroesophageal reflux disease. Procedure performed: esophagogastroduodenoscopy with biopsy, flexible sigmoidoscopy with biopsy. Description of procedure: informed consent of possible complications, bleeding, infection, perfusion, dissection, and possible infection. The patient is brought to endoscopy suite. Special equipment patient was passed the service. A well lubricated lumbic columbus. Video gastroscope procedure. The patient was passed the patient to the donum. Careful examination was made of the lumbar vesicle and third personal donum. Stomach G tension of the fetus. The retroflex view was obtained of the cardia. There was section of stomach diffusion scope. This concluded the upper endoscopy exam. The patient then turned around to proceed to the colonoscopy exam. A distal rectal examination was performed. A well lubricated columbus with the colonoscopy was into the rectum and was advanced to approximately the middle portion of the rectosigmoid area. There was multiple diverticulosis noted in this area with a very tight turn with multiple attempts and abdominal pressure. The colonoscope was unable to advance beyond the rectosigmoid area. Therefore, a complete colonoscopy was not performed due to high chances of diverticular perforation and inability to advance the scope with soft, firm pressure. Bowel preparation in this part of the colon, which is rectosigmoid and rectum, was good. Patient tolerated the procedure well and recovered well post-procedure for any complications. Findings: Z line 38 centimeters regular on the upper endoscopy. Stomach duodenum examination was normal. Random biopsy of the duodenum was taken to rule out celiac disease. Random biopsy of stomach was taken to look for Helicobacter pylori infection. Colonoscopy: a complete colonoscopy procedure was unable to be performed due to tight turn and extensive diverticulosis. Biopsy is taken from rectosigmoid area to evaluate for mastocytic colitis. Plan: follow up in the office to discuss biopsy results. Patient is 77 years old. Given risks versus benefits, she may not need a screening colonoscopy. This will be discussed during her clinic visit. If patient and family want to proceed, we could try a CT colonoscopic exam or a FIT based stool assay. End of dictation.